Classic rock for Re 98.1. That is Lee Aaron with Only Human. And Lee joining us in the studio now. Welcome, Lee.
I'm so happy to be here today.
And we're very happy to have you here. And we got a lot of winners in the studio, guys. Congratulations. Welcome. Love having these up close and personal. It just gives everybody a chance to get to know Lee Aaron. Your first album came out back in 1982, The Lee Aaron Project, and it kind of seems like when I was going through your timeline, you haven't stopped. You're crazy. You just keep going and going and going. It seemed like every other year there was something more coming out and something busy going on. Do you feel like that? That's been like that for you?
Well, in terms of recording a studio album, I have taken a decade hiatus from that. Only because I became a mother, and I have an 8 and a 10-year-old now. But I did still continue to put out, I think I've put out 5 DVDs, 2 and 3. I'm trying to think.
It seemed like every other year there was something.
Yeah. I put out a jazz DVD. I put a 3 DVD anthology out. We did Live in Sweden DVD 3 years ago, and then last year was another best of, like a 30-year anthology disc of Lee Aaron too. So I put out things that didn't require me to actually be holed up in a studio for 2 months recording, because that isn't really conducive when you have a family.
Yeah.
And we're even still trying to figure out how we're going to do this new record now with everybody's parenting schedules, right? But it's just the new reality, right? But we'll get it done. And I've kept putting things out there just so there was things for fans to have. And so, yeah.
When your first album came out back in the 80s, take us to back to that time, if you could. Just how crazy was it for you when you first kind of got rolling and just it seemed like you just like, boom, it hit you. Tell us about that.
Well, it's interesting you ask that question, because Sean, who's my guitar player, plays with a young new artist named Andy. And, and she's kind of getting that whole, like, wow, the craziness of being the
huge,
it girl, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, there was a bit of that. I mean, I was younger than Andy. I was a teenager when I started. And so in the beginning, yeah, I mean, I found a lot of it pretty kind of crazy and overwhelming. And I was also very naive. So I took some direction and some advice that maybe wasn't the best advice, but I was young and I didn't know. And they're all sort of stepping stones and learning blocks along the way. I know there were times when I felt like, I wanted some personal time, or I wanted something, and I had to book it off 10 minutes in advance, because I knew where I was going to be next spring, what town in Germany I was going to be touring in, because it's like a machine that gets rolling, and it's pretty crazy.
You got to kind of hang on for the ride. Did you feel like there was a lot of pressure back then too, from coming from every different direction, like compared to now?
Oh, yeah.
Because now it seems like you are in control, and where I'm sure when you're younger, like you're saying, you're naive, you're getting pushed here.
Social media and digital technology have absolutely changed the entire landscape of what it's like to be an artist, which is interesting, because I just had this conversation with Matt today, who's an amazing burgeoning artist in his own right, you can pretty much like define what success is for you. It doesn't mean you have to sell a million albums. And the reality is, when you are interested in very wide commercial success and you attach yourself to a label or whomever is going to invest in you, then suddenly you start losing control of your art. And it's kind of nice, because artists don't need to be in that position anymore.
That is cool. And don't you guys find with the way that you're saying you can do it digitally and stuff, like you're working around the schedules, does that take a lot of the pressure off too? Like being a mom, you can kind of record when you want. You can kind of write when you want. You don't have a timeline now to say, okay, in 2 weeks you better have a hit song kind of thing.
Well, no, you can't always. Yeah. In fact, the time I'm running into the bathroom and shutting the door.
Give me some peace.
Mom, I'm like, I'm putting something down on my iPhone, Mom. Just give me 5 minutes here. You know, it's like, that's my reality, right? But no, I mean, I have a little studio set up in my house, like a little DAW system, right? And so that makes it easier. It's like they go to school, or I've got some free time and I can actually lay down some stuff. I mean, like I said, digital technology, if you're willing to take the time and learn the software, it changes your reality, right?
You can be anywhere.
You're not dependent on others to make it happen. Yeah, so
you've got a new website going on. And your
launched
blog.
Monday. Yeah.
Can I read something from your blog that just had me chuckling? And all the moms in here will get this. You say, I admit that Lego under the gas pedal, toothpaste art, and my no crafts kitchen use only scissors disappearing constantly are all buttons that transform me into a ranting psychopath who wants to commit a horrible crime when I find them. We all have the kitchen only scissors. In fact, you know where I thought of you last night because
I have five pairs and they all disappear. And I'm just like, where are my scissors?
It happened to me last night. I looked for mine. I'm like, where are they? I need to open, like it was like the meat package. I need to open it. Where are they? They're sitting on the craft table. And I thought, Lee, I hear you. I get what you're saying.
I'm glad you can relate. I
know. And I think all the other mothers in here can too,
but
honestly.
No, the best story, which I did not elaborate in my blog. Yeah. My lovely, beautiful aunt died of cancer about 3 years ago. And I took my kids who were 3 years younger then. And we went to this little tiny grave site in Picton, Ontario, where she's buried. And we got there, and we were, because I hadn't been yet, we're paying our respects, and my daughter was skipping around, and my kids don't really have a concept of death. They didn't find it scary. She shows up, and she's got these three stones that she found, and they're exactly heart-shaped. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice. And she puts them on my aunt's headstone. I pull a Sharpie out of my purse. I go, why don't you decorate the stones, right? Like, what do you think?
Oh, no.
Well, I'm talking to my mom.
Oh, no.
And my sister. And I turn around, and there's my son decorating someone else's headstone with a Sharpie. And I'm just like, what? Oh, my God.
Like, quick, run.
I'm pretty sure that this is a criminal offense if we get caught. So I'm like, where are the baby wipes? And I'm like, so my mother and I spent an hour with putting an elbow grease trying to get this Sharpie off a tombstone. Anyway, there you go.
Don't take kids.
And my ban on Sharpie use is in effect indefinitely.
You've got some great stories on that website. What is it for people who want to go check it out?
www.leearon.com.
Go check it out because there's lots of good stories that everybody can relate to. Can we talk about your new album that you're working on? You've got all kinds of different genres you've been involved with. You've done opera, you've done jazz. And I know a lot of people here. What kind of album are we looking forward to in 2015?
It's going to be a rock album.
It's going to be a rock album. Yeah. Very cool. And do we have a timeline as to anything like early in the year, mid, late?
I think the earliest you will see an album is summer.
Okay.
We haven't started recording yet. We're still in pre-production and finishing up a few more tunes. The bulk of the recording is going to take place on March break.
There you go.
It works for everybody.
And then we will be piecing it together after that. And I would love to have it mixed and out by summer, but I would say by the latest September. But hopefully, with any luck, we'll have it out by the summertime,
And hopefully we'll have another tour coming back, because Eastside Bar and Grill completely sold out tonight. So everybody behind me that won tickets, you're getting in, because other people aren't going to get in. So maybe we'll get another tour and obviously come back in here and chat with us. Now, we have a few people who wanted to ask some questions. No name here. Who is your biggest influence?
I have to say, I've had a lot of influences. Like, I listen to early Zeppelin. I love old jazz and blues and Nina Simone. But in terms of influencing my character and sort of who I became, I mean, when I got the Dreamboat Annie album when I was a young girl, I was like, oh, my gosh, if I could just ever be as cool as Anna Nancy Wilson. You know, and so I aspired not only to be them musically, but just the image-wise. And, like, you know, I thought, you know, here's these girls, and they're not having to trade on their sexuality and they can play their instruments and write songs, and that's who I want to be, right? And so I would say, they were probably some of my biggest influences.
When you met them for the first time, were you awestruck by?
I have met, well, an interesting story. I was at a show in Munich. We had the night off, and we went to see Tina Turner. And Glass Tiger was opening, and we had the night off, and I was in this sort of like sectioned off, like corded off VIP area, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, some people, I was quite popular at that time, I could hear some people go, oh my gosh, isn't that Lee Aaron? And just when that's happening, and these people are coming over, I turn around, I'm going, oh my God, Chrissy Hynde is sitting in front of me. And I was like, I started to panic, and I'm going, this is super embarrassing if people come and ask me for my autograph, and I want to ask her for her autograph. How am I going to deal with the situation? And I was too shy. I was too shy to say.
You should have turned around and said, hey,
I love you.
I'll give you my autograph if you go get hers for me.
I was kind of like stunned and didn't know what to say. And
that's kind of cool. It's kind of cool because you kind of got what they were feeling behind you, which is kind of a neat experience.
Well, you know, I think it's important to always remain a fan, right?
Absolutely. Shirley wanted to know, she says, I know that you like jazz music. Will you record a jazz album ever?
One thing I would like to do, and I was telling the guys in the band, I would like to make a jazz Christmas album because I love Christmas and I love, you know, the festive season. And there's just so many great jazz Christmas songs. And so, yeah, you might see that for me in a couple of years. I'll do that just for you.
Oh, there you go. Hey. I
can shake the Sean will play classical guitar, Christmas guitar. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, we're going to come back, and you guys are going to perform live for us.
Absolutely.
Excellent. You guys looking forward to that? All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes. We are up close and personal with Lee Aaron.
Classic Rock 98.1.
Classic Rock 98.1. We are live in studio with Lee Aaron. We are all set for the perform. You guys are going to do Some Girls Do right now?
We are.
All right, here we go.
3, 4.
Take a holiday. I'm getting real good at getting out of line. Time to turn the music loud. Who cares what the neighbors say? I wanna dance all night now. No work or play. Mama tried to show me how a good girl ought to be. Oh, this ain't my mama's way, but it works.
what you do to my body.
Well, we have an extended ending here.
All right, now we're going to go in and do What You Do to My Body. I love it.
We got totally lost at the end of that song. Let's be honest.
So good, though.
In front of a studio audience.
Sounded awesome, right, guys?
Call it love, call it lust. Animal, all your dangerous. Tigers on the run, but I get out the gun. Could be trouble. Got me chained, got me tied. Hypnotized, fever's running hot.
I think I have to say on behalf of everyone here, thank you. That was amazing. That was just awesome. Hey, guys? Oh, yeah. Thanks for letting us sing along. I hope we didn't sing too loud. Lee Aaron, everyone. She is going to be down at Eastside Bar and Grill tonight. A sold-out show. And I can guarantee you, these guys will be down there, and they will be loud, and everybody that's coming down there is going to be loud. You're going to have a great time.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming, guys.
All right.